Good evening. Can you please all mute your microphones? To the people here in Hyderabad who are physically present, a warm welcome. And to all those who are online, welcome to this Agar meditation. And this is the first meditation we have in 2024. So the topic is becoming the light. I am light. So to experience that you are not something different, the topics always that the messages always that I am posting are in line with the meditations that are coming. So the meditation is primarily to experience the reality. So most of us think that there is such a place that we have to reach. There are steps we have to climb, and we have to attain a certain pedestal. We have to rise. Honestly, there's nothing like that. So all that becomes a reality when you believe that you are not where you already are and you need to go somewhere else. And that is when you have all these notions that there is a place you have to get to, and there's a thing that you have to do, and you have to fast, and you have to shave, you know, you have to cut your hair. All those are just not realities. They are just our notions. They are a form of duality. But the reality is that none of us need to do anything. We are all born in God. We are all living in God. And we all are always God. So the only thing that separates you from experiencing it is the belief that you are not already God. So there are primarily two schools of thought. One is where you are separated from God and you have to merge with God. And secondly is to realize that you are God. This is what we call in our local language as Dvaita, where you are not God and you have to attain God. And the second is Advaita, where you are God, but you need to realize that you are God. They both are one and the same. It's just different approaches. So no need for that confusion. Okay. So we will start with the first meditation today. As always, we'll do the Maypole meditation primarily because we need to center our awareness. We need to remove all the clutter, all the mental clutter that we have accumulated throughout the from morning till evening today. We have to remove all the mental clutter, get to a point of calmness so that we can experience what we have to experience today, for which all of us have got together. So imagine yourself in the center of a golden circle of light. As always, the light is as wide as your outstretched arms with fingers extended. In front of you, imagine a tall pole with many different colored ribbons hanging from a sphere at the top, which represents your higher consciousness. In your inner scene, see yourself walking up to this pole and hold on to a ribbon of whatever color that appeals to you. And come back to your seat connected by this ribbon, as if it were a telephone connection between you and your higher consciousness. Now ask your higher consciousness to send you through the ribbon its relaxing energies. Breathe it in deeply. As you breathe out, let go of any clutter, any restlessness, any anxiety, any worries. Again, breathe in. As you breathe out, let go of any restlessness, any anxiety, any worries, any tiredness, any fatigue. One more time, breathe in this relaxing energy. As you breathe out, let go of any worries, anxieties, anything that takes you away from the present moment. Now ask your higher consciousness to send to you through the ribbon its healing energies. We all need healing, whether it is physical, mental, emotional, or any other. Breathe in this healing energy. As you breathe out, let go of any pain, whether in the body, mind, emotions, your feelings, or anywhere else. Again, breathe in this healing energy. As you breathe out, let go of any pain, any distress, any anger. Again, breathe in this healing energy. Ask your higher consciousness to direct this healing to every part of your being which is experiencing any sort of pain. Now ask your higher consciousness to send to you its cleansing and purifying energies. Breathe it in. As you breathe out, let go of all negative thoughts, negative feelings, negative emotions, negative memories, negative experiences. We all carry irritants, things that annoy us, that disturb our peace. Let it all go. As you breathe out, let it all go. Breathe in this cleansing and purifying energies. Ask your higher consciousness to direct it to every part of your beingness that has any kind of stress, and let it remove everything that is causing you the stress and preventing you from relaxing. Now, ask your higher consciousness to center you through the ribbon its strengthening energy. Breathe it in. As you breathe out, let go of any guilt, any sense of low self-worth, low self-esteem, or everything else that prevents you from relaxing now. Let go of any tiredness, any weakness, any fatigue. Breathe in the strengthening energy again. Breathe out everything that prevents you from regaining yourself, from renewing yourself. And now, ask your higher consciousness to send to you through the ribbon its unconditional love. Breathe it in deeply and breathe out everything that prevents you from receiving this precious gift. Let go of everything, any guilt, any low self-worth, low self-esteem, any anger, any agitation, any frustration, any complaints,
any judgments, let it all go. To intensify the love that we are receiving. Imagine a flower in the center of your chest. Order this flower to come into full bloom. If you wish, you can visualize more than one flower in the center of your chest. As you breathe in deeply, absorb this love through the flower, fill your heart and your entire being. As you breathe out, let go. Again, breathe in this unconditional love. As you breathe out, direct this love to all of creation. Let it radiate from every part of your being. Breathe in this unconditional love and let it radiate through every part of your being. Continue to breathe in this unconditional love and share it with all of creation. Come back to conscious awareness and slowly open your eyes when you're ready. As the year 2024 dawns, there are going to be more and more challenges, more turbulence. We are going to find more and more shakers, movers and shakers in our mind. Our thoughts are going to get more crazy. And if you are going to stay ignorant, you have opportunities to experience more anxiety, more restlessness. All those who have even a glimpse of meditation or a glimpse of prayer or glimpse of remembering the name of God at least once have a moral responsibility towards all the fellow beings on this planet. And our responsibility is to share the knowledge that we gain with our experience every day. Being ignorant is being in darkness. We have to act with compassion, with love, and with determination to help those people who want to at least have a glimpse of the light. Each one of us is light. There is only one light. It is just that each one of us carries it. And when you come to the point of realization, you will see just that one light in everyone. And that one light is something that everybody is yearning to experience, which is why everybody does what they do. Whether you are accumulating wealth or whether you are trying to find love or whether you are fighting with anyone, quarreling, trying to win an argument, win a fight, win a court battle, whatever you are doing, there's only one reason why you're doing it, is to experience the light. Unfortunately, the methods are more mental than spiritual, which is why, in spite of gaining what you thought would bring you the light, the only thing that you experience is more darkness. So now you have an opportunity to end this madness and to get back to being the light. What does it mean to be the light? To identify the source of all knowledge, all wisdom, and everything else that you are yearning to accomplish is already within you. And when that happens, there is no more a struggle. You just then connect within and ask what you need, and it will be provided. The way is provided, the connections happen, and everything that you want to accomplish just arrives to you. And that is because God wants to prove to you that He exists. He or she or it exists. And so it will deliver to you everything that you ask for. And with this, let us raise our bar of silence right now. Sit with your back straight. Do not lean against a backrest. If you're sitting on a chair, make sure that you're not leaning against the backrest of the chair. Keep your back straight, do not cross your legs unless you're sitting on the ground. Hold on to the ribbon once again. Ask your higher consciousness to raise your core vibration to the source vibration. And repeat, I ask my higher consciousness to raise my core vibration to the source vibration. Just observe the shift in the mind. In front of you, imagine three small caves. One in front of your navel, the second in front of your heart, and the third in front of your third eye. And in these three gates, imagine, visualize, think or feel a lamp with a wick. Observe these three lamps are burning. If there's no light, you can light the wick. Observe the three lamps burning. These lamps are just a reflection of the light inside you. In your inner scene, see yourself pick the lamp that is opposite your navel and place it in the hollow of your navel. There is a small cave in your body where the navel is. Place the lamp in your navel. Next, focus on the lamp opposite your chest. There is a cave in your chest. Pick the lamp from that cave and put it into your chest. Place it in the hollow of the chest. Now, pick the lamp in the hollow opposite your third eye and place the lamp in the cave where your third eye is. Let the light of this lamp in the chest, the navel, and the third eye light the energies in your navel, your heart, and the third eye, and let these lights expand as brilliant as a thousand suns. Let the lights expand. As the lights converge to become sublime and restore the dormant states, take a deep breath and relax. And when you're ready, come back to conscious awareness. And open your eyes. The easiest way to realize our beingness is when we share. The thought, I want to be self-realized, has to be replaced by, I am self-realized. You just don't know it. So when you start helping other people, help other people genuinely with what they need, you discover new abilities to help people. It comes from your own state of being and realization that new abilities are shown to you, are given to you, so you can use them to help people. It is only by helping people that you realize how powerful a being you are. None of us really need assistance or help. All we need is to be in love. And once you are in love, everything that you need to stay in love will happen. And love attracts everything that chooses to be in love. You find like-minded people. You find people who will help you achieve your objective of helping others. Each one of us has got the ability to be in love and to rise to be the light. The only thing that stops us from achieving what we are is our laziness, our forgetfulness, and our fear. The only way you can understand and realize and know that you no longer need to fear is to be fearless, is to love fearlessly, is to help without expectation, to stop judging those people who believe that they need more and more help, to provide. When you start doing this, everything that you need to continue doing will find its way to you. To never, never doubt it. This is the way of the divine. Instead of choosing divinity an hour a day or 2 hours a day, choose divinity whenever you need to start a task, plan a task, execute a task, and accomplish it. Choose divinity all the time. Because divinity chooses perfection and possibility over doubts and stresses. Now, close your eyes, sit straight, focus your attention on your third eye, just your mind's attention, not your eyes. Keep your eyeballs in a downward gaze, keep your mind's attention at the third eye. As you breathe in, draw your attention to the third eye. As you breathe out, draw your attention to your nostrils from where you're breathing out. The light itself can cause a lot of restlessness in you if you don't direct it to the third eye. So from today, every time you breathe in, direct the light to the third eye. It can create a lot of restlessness if you don't. It can produce a lot more chaotic thoughts, which some of you are experiencing right now. Choose to stay with the breath. Come back to conscious awareness and slowly open your eyes. Some of you are multitasking while doing the practices. You're not doing justice to yourself. You're not doing a favor to anyone. Choose to focus on the practice completely. You chose it. You chose to participate. You chose to be in light. You chose to overcome ignorance. So if that choice holds ground, then choose to just be with the practice. Everything else can wait. These tasks that you take on are not urgent. It's just a restless habit. So please stop your restless habits. Put it on a pause just for the 45 minutes, and then you can resume your activity. But for these 45 minutes, make it a point to just withdraw your senses just for 45 minutes. The energies today are pretty intense. So we will end this meditation at 6:15, which we intend to do every time. But today we will not take any questions. If you have any questions, please choose the WhatsApp group to post. But we will not have any questions taken today in the Google Meet group. Choose to be with this silence for as long a time as possible unless you have some pressing commitments. For those of you who feel spaced out and lightheaded, choose to drink a glass of water at room temperature so that you feel more grounded. There are a few disciplines that you can take on from today. Before going to sleep, meditate for at least 2 to 5 minutes so your mind is at rest. Choose to switch off social media at least 15 to 20 minutes before you go to bed so that you can give the mind the respite from all the clutter. That will help you wake up early. Restlessness, anxiety, clutter do not announce their arrival, but when they occur, you must have a practice up your sleeve to just step back and focus your attention within, inwards. And that won't happen unless you practice every day. So choose a time, choose a place, and for a minimum time of at least 20 to 30 minutes, sit in meditation. Remember, everything that you are doing is just to attain this peace of mind. The peace of mind is not a destination. It is something that you need at all times. And let the time start today, start now. After this meditation today, choose to stay in this silence for as long a time as possible. It'll help you clear a lot of clutter, help you clear a lot of the energies that are sitting inside you. It'll help you attain that peace. With this, we end today's meditation here, and we'll meet again next Saturday at 5:30 p.m. Until then, please choose your disciplines wisely and practice them daily. Thank you.